Here we are with Persiflage number 4. Thanks for sticking with us, listening to the first 3 podcasts, which had fascinating titles. Persiflage number 1, number 2, which was followed by number 3, and here we are at number 4. So, without further ado, never been sure exactly what that meant. Here we go. This one is tagged "More Senseless Meanderings for the Mind." And it begins with an apology, which pretentiously has been named Apologia, some minor reorganization. In order to maintain the highest possible standards, Persiflage has undergone some minor reorganization. All those responsible for the egregious errors that characterized last week's issue have been shown the door and encouraged to use it. We hope this will prevent any future issue from being filled with those grating typographical, syntactical, and plain spelling errors that were such an offense to the eye last week. Listeners to the podcast will wonder what the hell that's all about. Anyway, we would also like to take this opportunity to apologize for any serious psychic damage done to any of our readers by the horrifying sight of the word odoriferous. What's wrong with smelly? I would like to say to listeners, as a amusing side note, that apologize in that previous sentence is misspelled. Our team of lawyers informs me that the publication itself should be immune to vengeful litigation, as the rogue employee who wrote the offending line was in fact clearly insane, which we should have noticed. I blame myself. But not, in fact, technically a staff member. We could have had no way of knowing that he would, without any authorization, on his own accord, taken upon himself duties which were so clearly outside his responsibilities, which consisted mostly of making coffee, running down to the store for cream, and cleaning up the staff room. Rest assured that both he and the person immediately responsible for his supervision have been forcibly ejected from the building and will never return. On a personal note, let me add that it has been an eye-opening experience for me. Despite the fact that I had been warned of this fellow's lack of trustworthiness and the tendency towards subterfuge of badgers in general, I took a chance on the young chap in the hopes of providing him a start in the publishing business. It will be a long time before I take that kind of chance again. Persiflage would also like to extend an apology to the entire Marmoset population for the hateful slurs that were made against them in this last issue. And this piece is signed Hugh Briss. Next up, we have something entitled Letter from Fargo. That's pretty exciting. Oh, news from our American correspondent L. Rose Watermulder. And it does in fact appear to be a letter. Here it is. Dear Hugh et al., I am happily ensconced in the Lee Harvey Oswald suite of the Francis Gary Powers Hotel in lovely downtown Fargo. It has a wonderful commanding view of 2 of the main thoroughfares here, neither of which I could name, and I spend much time gazing down on the scurrying throng of cultured urbanites in this Midwestern metropolis. In fact, as you have provided me with a woefully inadequate travel allowance, I do little else. Fargo in April may not be as romantic a destination as Paris, but it is a hell of a lot closer, and there are, allegedly, things to do here. I have as yet to try any of them. They all seem to cost money. When I first arrived, I had what I thought was plenty of cabbage, or at least enough in the way of simoleons to hit some of the hot spots. But once I had changed my bag of loonies into American funds, called dollars, I found that I had enough only for my room and a week's supply of cup of soup. By pawning my watch, or more accurately, the watch I found in your desk, I was, however, able to get quite drunk my first night. Unfortunately, I learned little of the city, as I consumed a bottle of cooking sherry in my room. I did, however, get a chance to check out some American TV. This, though, is very much like Canadian TV, but without the hockey and the heritage minutes. If you want me to file more reports on the cultural life of what may in fact be an interesting burg, then you are going to have to lay hands on a crowbar and pry open your wallet. Without a few shekels, this assignment is impossible. Love and kisses, L. Rose. Wow, what a lot of euphemisms for money in that one. I think I learned one or two new ones. Next up appears to be a bit of a play. Not a whole play, just a very short section of dialogue. And the header says, a bit of dialogue from Waiting for Godot. That's Godot, G-O-D-D-O, not the other one. And it appears to be between two guys named Dwayne and Daryl. Oh, and there's a bouncer in it as well. Here goes. Dwayne, hey man, when's the band go on anyways? Daryl, I don't know. Think we got time to spark up that last one, man? Dwayne, let's do it, dude. They head out towards the door. Bouncer, you can't come back in if you leave. Daryl, hey, lighten up, dude. We're just getting some air, man. Dwayne, yeah. Bouncer, some air. Right. Dwayne, forget it. Big D, I got a slash. Nods significantly. Daryl, smiling and nodding in response. Oh, yeah? Me too. Dwayne, quietly. Hey, settle down, bro. He's gonna think we're fags. They walk back towards the restrooms. That's it. I have to say that's also probably the only acting I'll be doing on these podcasts. So, relax. And we end, as per usual, with quotations from varied sources. Ooh, this first one's a long one. The pleasure arising to a few philosophers from seeing, a few times in their life, the threads of light untwisted and separated by the Newtonian prism into seven colors, can it be compared with the ease and comfort every man living might feel seven times a day by discharging freely the wind from his bowels? Benjamin Franklin. Yes, that Benjamin Franklin. I will make nothing better by crying. I will make nothing worse by giving myself what entertainment I can. Archilochus of Paros. Because of conformity with tradition, it is easier to fit a man with a life than with a coat. John Stuart Mill. And this last one, Dare I Eat a Peach? J.A. Prufrock. Well, that's it for Persiflage number 4. And if you've been paying attention at all, you will realize that in a week's time, Persiflage number 5 will be available for listening. I was going to say your listening pleasure, but that might be presuming too much. Anyway, that's it for this week. Enjoy the outro. Goodbye.